This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchem Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis, Se'if Yud Ches. We're learning, again, Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, Siman Lamed Beis, Se'if Yud Ches. We just read that a resh that you made into a dalid, it's not sufficient just to scrape off the leg, because since it's one script, you have to scratch off the whole thing and then write it again as a resh. That was a big chiddush. But the Mechaber holds that a resh and a dalet is one script. Now the Mechaber continues. Sivkatan. The Mechaber continues. V'im nidbika ois la'ois. If two letters are touching. Bein koidem shatigamer. Bein achar shenigmara. Puzzle. If two letters are touching. Whether before the letters are complete, whether after the letters are complete, it's pasul. V'im garer, and if you scraped, v'frida, and you separated, kosher, it's kosher. Ay, it's chak tu chais, because you're not writing it, you're scratching away, and then the middle of the letters appearing. V'loy mikri chak tu chais. Why? Since the letter itself was written properly. So scratching, touching letters is not an issue of chaktuchais, because the etzem letter was written properly. It's just what is lacking is that they're touching. So therefore you could scratch it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Ayin Ches, Shenigmara. Ha'ois Ba'arkai Karai. Let's say the letter was completed in its length properly. Kagan Chikasav Tevas Loi. Let's say you wrote the letter Loi. Vinidmak Havav Bikatseo Lahalamid. And the Vav, and a little bit of it was touching the Lamid Vachal Kiyotzvaza. Vafilu Benagia Kaldahu. Even a tiny bit. Shalay Nishtanis Ayideze Ha'ois Mitsurasa. That the letter from did not change at all from its tzura, afilu hachi pasal. Nevertheless, it's pasal. De'be'inan sheha ois mukav kvil. You need that the letter be completely surrounded by parchment. Vim neshpashtu ha'ois yis mikayach lachas hadiyoi. If the letter spread because of the moisture of the ink, shekoyrin giflasin. So basically, you have an ink spill. Ad shenirin kedvukin, that it looks like it's connected. But nevertheless, it seems like the letters are not touching. Kasher. So in other words, let's say there's like a little bit of an ink spill where there's a certain like a haze from the letter that extends to the next letter where the letters are not. It might at first glance look like they're connected, but they're not actually connected. It's kasher. V'im ha'osias noigin. If the letters are touching, even though this was done after the writing, afilo hachi pasal. Nevertheless, it's pasal. Even o ezer b'simin kufchav hei sivtezayin b'haga ubebei shmol ayin sham ba'ayin le'el b'ber halacha b'soiv sivtezayin. V'im nimtza dibuk bein ois la'ois. If their letters are connected, kisha hoitziu sefer Torah l'kriya. If the letters are touching, when you take the sefer Torah out to read it, Ayin lekama misim kuvmem gimel b'mishnah berurah, what to do? Here the Dirshu brings a basic summary that if the letters are touching, if they're touching on the whole length, or even they're touching in a way that it's nishtane at surah sa'ais, then you have to take out a different sefer Torah. But if the dibuk is not in the whole length of the letter, and it doesn't change the Tzuras Ha'ois, if the Dibuk is at the end of the letter, and there's no way to fix it, let's say it's Shabbos, or let's say there is a way, but it's a very big tircha, you could continue to read it. But if it's in the beginning of the letter, or in the middle, So that means that the whole rest of the letter was written b'psul. In other words, if the touching was at the very end of the letter, so the very end of the letter was written b'psul, that means the 99% of the letter was written b'kashrus. So then you're allowed to read from that Sefer Torah. But if the beginning or the middle, then yesh machmirim shetzarach lo'itzi Sefer Torah acher, even if it's not nishtanet tzuras ha'ois. And there are those who are mekel, because if ein nishtanet tzuras ha'ois, you could be soymech, then even though the ois was not written b'kashrus, it's still okay. Again, this is talking about where you find the mistake at the time of the kriya, but l'chachili should not take out such a Sefer Torah. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Sivkat and ayin tes. If you scraped it and you separated it, it's kosher. V'adin im ragle ha'ois yois, oigagon v'amtsan magia l'soif, b'li heck of klaf. Let's say a leg of a letter, or a roof of a letter, or the middle, reaches the end of a line, or the end of the page, so now it's not surrounded by parchment. Rashoy lagar ktas, you're allowed to scrape it a little bit. Because again, this is not chak tuchais. The letter already has its tzuras ha'ois. Anytime scraping is just accomplishing, fulfilling a specific technical halachic requirement. For example, you're just scraping so the letters are not touching. You're just scraping so that the letter is not on the top of the line. You're just scraping so that it's hukaf gevil. That's not a problem of chak tuchais. Chak tuchais is an issue if scraping is rendering it, is giving it the tzura of the ois. But if the scraping is just fulfilling a side halacha, then it's not an issue of chak tuchais. Deloy gara mi nidbak ois la ois de mahani greira. It's no worse than if letters are touching where scraping helps. Veda, de beze in ma'akiv shaloi kisidran. And in this case, it's not an issue of shaloi kisidran. Kamavar la kaman besif chafei. Like we'll explain later on, because you're not adding to the body of the letter. Even the letters of Hashem's name that were completed, and then they're sticking together on the bottom, you could scrape it. Ah, you're erasing in Hashem's name. So in the Dershu he brings down that if in Hashem's name the letters are touching after it was already written, you can't scrape it. We'll see in Sif Chavav. Here it's talking about where you're still in the process of writing it. Now, scraping two letters that are touching are not an issue of Chak Tuchais. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Umayri shalei nishtana ha'ois mitzuras ayidei hadveikos." It's talking about where the letter is not changed from its tzura by touching. Avlam nishtana ha'ois mitzurasa. If the letter's tzura has changed, ve'ina tinok yachal lekroisa, and a child cannot read it. V'chol shekeinim nishtana ha'ois ayos acheres, and certainly if it deviated and distorted to be looking like another letter, could go in vav shenidbak besoifai lenun. Let's say a vav where the end of it is touching a nun kafufa, a regular nun, dibuk oiv of. So now a vav touching a nun, it looks like a tes. If it's a thick connection, it looks like a tes. So don't say, well, I could scrape it because all I'm doing is removing the giyas ha'oisis. No. You're doing more than that. You're rendering it. You're giving it a tzuras ha'ois. So then, achatinok doichakam v'leitibesh yikrois l'tes, a regular kid, if he would read it as a test, lo'imahani griras hadibak, but that's not going to help to scrape it. To have a kemem shenistima. It's like a sealed mem that by opening it up, you're giving it a tzura of a regular mem. Umikri chak tuchois. That is a classic issue of engraving to render it an ois. V'alkein tzach ligra gam hanun. You're going to have to erase the nun as well. Shigam hu nishtana mitzurasa. Because now the nun also looks like a test. V'nifsal ayidei. And it became possible by touching the chen kol kayotze b'zeh or anything of the like. By the way, I would add, now we're going to have a problem of shaloi kisidron. Any letters written afterwards will be an issue of shaloi kisidron, because anytime there's a hishtanus in the tzuras ha'oisiyos, so by fixing it, now the letters after were not written in that order. So this is going to be a major issue. One more Mishnah Berurah. In a case where the letters are just touching and removing the negiyah is just removing negiyas ha'ois, that's not an issue of chak tuchais. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'nafla tipas d'yoy b'sif yod zayin. We said in Sif Yud Zayin that when a drop of ink falls in an ois, you can't scrape it. So why here could you scrape it? The answer is over there, even though it was originally written kisikuna, but by the little droplet falling inside, the letter is no longer recognizable. Neskalkala al yidei atipa v'nekeres. The letter, even though it was written properly to begin with, it got ruined through the droplet. Mashen came bezeh. As opposed to here, dafilu koidem agrira, even before you scrape nikaretim kolos v'yatsa, you could still determine and recognize the letter. Ulafiza, according to this, imkol oirecha ois devuka lechaverta. If the whole length of the letter is attached to its friend, loy mahani grira, scraping doesn't help. Va'prichadish meiko bezeh, prichadish is still lenient about this. The Prichadar says that if the whole length is connected, if loy nishtana tzuras ha'ois, you could scrape it. Va'ayin b'shari Ephraim uvenesiv ha'chayim. Basically, the Shar Ephraim says if you find a letter that's connected along its whole length, it will you'll have to take out another Sefer Torah, even b'shas kriya, because greira doesn't help. Meaning, where greira helps, then b'di'evet, you don't have to take out a new sefer Torah. Where greira does not help, then even b'di'evet, you have to take out a new sefer Torah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much for coming. We'll see you again tomorrow. Have a good day. Bracha v'atzlacha. How are you, Rabbi Yeager?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.